wide awake playing Don't Google It with you this morning. The average person spends $200 a year doing this. And I gave the clue that it's some kind of a home improvement and that Bath & Body Works has a sale on these.
Correct.
That, you know,
happening
you
right
answer.
Now as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. What do you think?
Hey, this is Jason.
All right, Jason, what do you think?
It has to be candles, right?
Okay. But what do those candles do?
They make your home smell better.
Yay! Jason, you got it.
That's what I'm talking about. I've been trying to call 1,000 times. I was on it from the jump.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So then is this something that you do? Do you spend about that amount a year trying to make your house smell good?
Like, I live with 2 other boys, but surprisingly, yes. We keep it smelling good.
Oh, see? Now that, to me, that is like a very attractive feature.
You should have a class for the other boys in your category because they don't really understand the good smells.
Right?
You boys are stinky.
Thank you. That's so polite of you to say.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's very important to me that my home smells good. So, like, if somebody walks into my house for the first time, they're like, oh, hey, like, their house looks better because it smells good.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Psychological warfare.
Yeah, it totally is.
I agree. I could never expect a woman to come back if my house smells like 3 boys.
See?
So you stay on the jump.
You know, Jason. You know. Oh, thank you so much for playing along today. We hope you have a good one.
Hope you have a better one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Jason is 100% hoping that someone in Pittsburgh heard this and will write a misconnection about him.
Like, listen.
For Wednesday.
I heard a voice on the radio talking about a nice house that smells
candles.
Good. And candles. Call me.
Do you have candles in your house,
We'll
Jason?
Go to Bath & Body Works together for that $11.99 deal.
Literally.
On those 3 wicks.
I'm hoping.